This is the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. We touch on topics of interest and importance to people here in Central Texas. And some people, admit it, get interested in environmentalism, sustainability, climate issues around this time of year, around Earth Week. But some people live it every day and get involved and become part of a team. And some people start early, like at the college level. And we get to talk to one of those people today. On the line right now is Claire Alston, who is one of the co-directors of Campus Environmental Center, or we'll just call it CEC, a student-led environmental action at UT. Claire, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. We're excited to when you reached out.
Well, you know, I was just looking around at UT as far as what kind of things people are doing, what kind of programs there are, and yours caught my interest because it is a student-led program, and it's the oldest one and largest one on campus. You guys just celebrated 20 years, correct?
We did, yes. We had our first big fundraiser about a week ago now, and we celebrated 20 years at UT, which is really exciting.
Now, you weren't at UT 20 years ago.
I was not. I was not. But 20 years, especially at a university when, as you noted, obviously students are leaving every 4 years at least, it's hard to maintain longevity and continuity with any organization and, you know, maintain momentum just because you are having students come in and out. I definitely wasn't there 20 years ago. So the fact that somebody started it 20 years ago and we still have students who are interested in furthering sustainability work at UT is really cool.
Well, Claire, when I read it was the largest, guesstimate in numbers, are we talking hundreds of people or how many people are actively involved in CEC?
So we are made up of an admin team at the CEC, which is just a couple people. And then we have four current projects that are student run. And each of those has two co-leads. So all of those positions are paid. So for paid positions, we have on staff close to 20 people right now.
Okay.
And then beyond that, we have members. And that's harder to quantify just because we have a lot of volunteer events where other student orgs are coming in and working with our projects. So for example, we have the UT Micro Farm where we have other student orgs come out and volunteer at that location. And over the past year, we had almost 800 students out at the farm working just the last two semesters.
This is one of your four big things that the Campus Environmental Center offers, opportunities to work on the micro farm. Where is it?
It's located at the UT Whitaker Tennis Fields. Oh. It's a little north of campus. Yeah, it's a really cool location. It was a smaller area originally, and we expanded it. And so now it's a pretty big operation.
What are you growing?
They grow organic produce of all kinds. And then we also have, I think, close to maybe 20 or 30 student plots available where students can just come in and grow their own produce. Oh. A lot of it is tomatoes, different kind of leafy vegetables. And then all the produce that they do grow is donated to UT Outpost, which is our on-campus student food pantry. So students who are in need of food, don't have access to it, are able to go and get the produce that we grow for free, which is...
I've heard that that's an increasing problem. UT students without enough to eat. Food insecurity for students enrolled at UT. It's good that you're growing food, healthy organic food, for your fellow students. We're talking to Claire Alston, who is one of the co-directors of CEC, the Campus Environmental Center. The micro farm is one of your four major efforts. What are the other ones?
We have the Green Events team, which works with other student organizations on campus so that when they're holding events, they do event consulting to make those events more sustainable. They offer compostable materials for those events, so like plates and napkins, silverware, all that kind of thing. And they also have volunteers that come to the events and teach people. They have composting stations where they are instructing people, okay, this is kind of how you compost. This is something that you can put in compost. This is something that has to go in recycling. Mm-hmm. That is something that just has to go to the landfill. So it's educational and it's event consulting for student orgs on campus.
I'm still working on the people here at our radio station, trying to teach them that you can recycle, that you can't. And it seems like they get confused and just do the exact opposite. So that's our little struggle here at the radio station. You also do a clothing thing, don't you?
Yes, we have Trash to Treasure, which is our way of diverting material waste from landfills. At the end of every semester, we have big donation drives. So students in dorms and all over campus come donate clothes they're not going to need anymore. Bedding that they bought to fit their twin XL bed in a dorm that they're never going to use again. And they donate it, and we're able to redistribute it on campus. We sell everything at $1. So it's all very accessible to students. And we hold those thrift sales a couple times a semester. And just over the course of this past fall and spring semester, we have diverted, I believe, over 4,000 items of just clothing.
Wow.
So that's, yeah.
And what's the fourth thing?
The fourth project is our newest project. It's the Environmental Justice Collective, and they were started by a group of BIPOC students at UT, meaning Black, Indigenous, and people of color. And they started the EJC to make a home for more diverse voices in environmentalism. It's something that is a lot of times whitewashed, and they are bringing a more inclusive lens to environmentalism. And one of their big projects is working to get more environmental justice and social justice themes and principles into UT curriculum. So they're working with student government right now to get more of those themes in our courses. And they also every semester come up with a course list with recommended courses and professors that have those principles already in their classes. So students can make more informed choices about the kinds of classes they're taking.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot.
A lot.
We're really proud of our team.
Yeah, a big umbrella of all kinds of activities that y'all are doing. And again, it's called the Campus Environmental Center. Do you actually have a center? Do you have a facility that you get to go to?
We're very lucky. We're housed under UT's Office of Sustainability, who we love and appreciate dearly. They fund our paid positions, and they also allow us to have a space in their office on campus.
So if I was an incoming freshman at UT and was interested in the work that you all do, is there any kind of application I have to do? Are there any qualifications, or do I just get to sign up?
There are no fees. There's not even a time commitment. We understand that students' time is precious, their money is precious, and we are just interested in being a resource for students who want to learn more, who want to be part of activism on campus, and there are no requirements at all.
Specifically for you, what made you want to get involved so that you're now at the director level of this organization? What is your passion?
I am really passionate about, honestly, helping people find ways to integrate sustainability and environmental justice into the fields they're already interested in. We have so many smart people at UT who are in fields way outside of environmental science or sustainability. And I believe really strongly that all of those fields can integrate social justice and environmental justice principles. And that's one of the coolest parts about the Campus Environmental Center, is we have all of these ways to get involved, whether you're interested in fashion or, you know, event consulting, or actually being on a farm, you're interested in urban agriculture, you're interested in the community building part of it. We show students ways that they can make their skills valuable in activism.
And sustainable practices can be utilized in just about everything that we do.
Absolutely.
What's your major?
I am actually in a graduate program now. I started as an undergraduate at UT in sustainability studies, and I'm now getting a master's in sustainable design at the architecture school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, then you would like our radio station, because we're solar powered. We've got solar panels on the roof.
I was reading about that.
Yeah. And we tried to use all kind of green and sustainable practices when we developed this building. So we're trying to talk the talk and walk the walk as well. We're talking with Claire Alston from Campus Environmental Center. To check them out online, utenvironment.org. Do you all have big plans for Earth Week? Anything special going on?
We do. We have a big Earth Day event next Thursday on campus. We'll have tons of student orgs out there tabling. We'll be near Landscape Services, who is also a really incredible department on campus. My sustainability work kind of started with them as an intern for the landscape department, and they work really hard to make the infrastructure of UT really thoughtfully maintained. So we'll be tabling all next week with them. And we just had our, as I mentioned earlier, our fundraiser was to continue the efforts, our efforts on campus, improving sustainability. We'd like to continue expanding our resources, and you can donate at the link on our webpage as well.
Well, with 50,000 students, you can't speak for everybody, but with the people that you interact with on campus and work with at CEC, I'm curious how people feel about climate change and about all of the weather, what's going on with the weather these days. Are people in any way pessimistic? Because I worry about this. I worry about a point where people just throw in the towel and just environmental nihilists, I guess.
Yeah, I absolutely hear you on that. We have definitely days where we're more overwhelmed by climate news than others as a team. And I think, you know, as individuals as well, but we get to do really cool work that feels impactful. To your point about students who are very specifically working on the climate change and carbon goals, we have students fighting against climate change, which is not affiliated with the Campus Environmental Center, but they do really cool work at UT as well. Mm-hmm. We have lots of student orgs on campus who don't get university funding, but we try to be really collaborative in how we work with each other. So I'm constantly amazed at how many places on campus there are people interested in sustainability. There's even a sustainability organization in the engineering school. I mean, it's pretty all-encompassing. I'm really constantly amazed at how passionate students are across the board.
And you're working on a master's in sustainable design. So do you and your class, do you talk about having to build for a different climate in the future?
Absolutely. I think part of my interest is also, to your point, helping people understand how to feel empowered. I'm really interested in community participation efforts and how you get communities actively re-involved with their community, when I think that's one of the biggest hurdles, is just getting people to understand, you know, that they can make a difference, mm-hmm. whether in their own lives, individually at home, or just by beginning to participate in larger community efforts towards sustainability. I know in Austin, there's a lot of amazing farmers markets. There's a lot of community gardens. There's amazing ways that you can get involved.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder what the world's going to be like when you're my age. You got a long ways to go. But
it definitely, I have to kind of reroute the conversation a little bit to not get too overwhelmed by climate news, because it is overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. It certainly is, and especially if you're in your early 20s and looking at what you want to do to contribute to the world. But you know, you're making your contribution. You're doing it. And that's all anybody can do, and you guys are. And again, it's called Campus Environmental Center, and their website is utenvironment.org. And we've been talking to Claire Alston, who's one of the co-directors this year. Is that a one-year gig?
It can be a longer tenure, but I will be letting another student step in so that I can work on my thesis this next year. It'll be an undergraduate student, so she'll be able to potentially stay in for a longer period of time.
Okay. Here, we're just going to take a minute. So that thing that you're going to remember after the conversation, after we hang up, and you go, God, I really wanted to say this, something to leave people with. Is there anything that comes to mind along those lines? You say, this is something that people really need to think about.
Oh, that's a great question. I think a lot of times we often feel at odds with other people on campus or just in life. But I think understanding that a lot of times people are operating from places of fear because they feel that they do not have trust in their ability to be successful and have a stable life, be able to retire, be able to, you know, have a medical condition, not go into debt, these things really take a toll on people. And trying to have empathy when you're able to, that these people are operating from a place of fear. And when we uplift our communities, we're able to encourage people to step outside of being fearful and working more as a collective instead of just thinking about ourselves. But it is easy in our current culture to get very, have a single track mind, trying to help ourselves, help our family. But I think looking at the collective is what I really try to do. So that would be what I would hope other people are working towards as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Claire Alston, co-director of the Campus Environmental Center at the University of Texas at Austin. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Thank you for reaching out to us.
And thank you, listener, for taking the time to check out this show, the Sun Radio Regional Report. And again, Campus Environmental Center, utenvironment.org, for more information about them. Your comments about today's program or suggestions for topics you would like to hear addressed in future episodes, please drop us a line, studio@sunradio.com. This is the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. Thank you.